Karen, Karen Alvarado, Alvaradio, 2196. Chief complaint, headache, cough, congestion, not feeling well, facial pain, definite facial swelling and discomfort. Our patient is a 27-year-old young woman, morbidly obese. She weighs 338 pounds today. Last time we saw her was in 2021. At that time, she only weighed 305, period. In the paragraph, she was referred for sleep apnea because I strongly suspect that she had sleep apnea. Unfortunately, she never showed up for her sleep study. Her thyroid at that time was okay, which we're going to recheck today, period. In the paragraph, social, she's single. She has abnormal periods, most likely because of morbid obesity and possible PCOS. She lives with her mom and works in the refineries, stands up a lot. VF system, she has headache, she has cough, she has congestion, she has increased weight, tiredness, falling asleep. She has an hour and a half drive every day and has a hard time staying awake. She has leg swelling, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, and fatigue, as I mentioned. Period. COVID immunization up to date times two, also has had COVID. Social, as I said, no smoking, no drinking, lives at home. Family history, no diabetes, hypertension, no history of obesity in the family. Surgery, cholecystectomy, medical problems, none. Review of system, as above, she weighs 338 pounds, 100% oxygen, 98, 16, 92, 119 over 75. Heart positive, small positive, restricted lungs, fear ronchi, abdomen, soft TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red, inflammatological, non-focal. Patient wears a hearing aid in the right ear. Assessment number lower extremity shows 1 plus edema. Number 1, sinusitis. Next number is bronchitis. Next number is EPAC. Next number is metrol dose pack. Next number is gastroesophageal reflux, especially at night. Nexium 40 milligrams. She already sleeps with the head of the bed elevated at 25 to 30 degrees. May increase that to 45. Next number may need H. pylori. Next number is check blood work. Next number is increased weight, 40 pounds since 2021. Next number is highly suspect sleep apnea. Next number is reorder sleep study. Next number is RVH, definitely worse. Next one is fatty liver. Next time is history of increased LFTs. Next time is recheck LFTs, recheck hepatitis profile. Next one is ultrasound review today. Definitely difficult to assess, but nevertheless, she has severe. She has definite. What looks like. What is it? Fatty liver. Next number. Nexium 40 milligram once today. Next number. Abnormal periods. Next number is cannot rule out PCOS. Next number, I may refer to OB-GYN, but she's not interested in that. She's not sexually active and doesn't care if she has she has periods or not. Next number is neck lymphadenopathy noted. Next number is we'll call patient with the results. Next number is redo the sleep study now, and I told her she must have that done in the next week. She promises she'll do so. Thank you.